Hey friends, it's The Way of Peace, week 3. And Pastor Joshua talked about rest on Sunday, and we're going to continue that discussion here tonight, specifically about the area of Sabbath.
Yeah, so let me start with Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished, and on the seventh day God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. So here's this picture of God having finished all the glorious things that we see and perceive and live in now. And on the sixth day, we know that Adam was created. And on the seventh day, Adam's first day with God is the day of rest, a holy day set apart and sanctified to be present with God. Now, we know that Adam is given a commission, and we have that same commission in Christ to cultivate, as it were, the garden of God, to extend the kingdom of heaven. But what we want to catch about the Sabbath is it's actually the launching place of resting in God's work, and we then extend that work, not from a place of striving, not from a place of self-sufficiency, but total dependence and being in the presence of God. That's where we operate from. And that's really what we're doing when we're practicing the rhythm of Sabbath. So this is our invitation to be with him on that day, delighting in what he's done, but also for us, knowing that we start not from a place of working, but from a place of resting. And then at the end of the week, when we repeat again, we're invited back into ceasing from our work, trusting that he's got it, that he's God, and then resting again so that we can respond again with the following week from that place. So it's like a reset button, a relational reset button.
Now, throughout history, many people have celebrated the Sabbath on Saturday. Most Christians today do it on Sunday. You and I don't do Sabbath on Sunday because that's a work day for us. And in choosing a Sabbath, you should start by having it be a day you're not actually working.
Absolutely. And in the New Testament, we are given the opportunity to choose that day. We have permission in the epistles to choose a Sabbath. But the point is that in your week, you need to have a day that you set aside as a rhythm to cease from working. So that's the first step here, by the way. There's two parts to this, I think, that are key for us. And we've actually, you're going to talk about this tonight and make a plan. And the first one is to cease. Cease from working. Cease from proving anything to yourself or anyone else. Cease from worry. Cease from engaging and planning and plotting and all those wonderful things that we're all designed to do. But this is the day where we're invited to cease. So I want to encourage you, get with your family, get with your spouse. If you're single, get with your close friends and make a list of the things that you're like, okay, where are the areas where this is work? This is where I'm producing something. It's always good, but I'm going to set that aside. I want to suggest, and it's in the book, that one of the things we're going to do is we're going to set aside building saving the world. So we're going to unplug from social media. We're going to unplug from our devices and anything that beeps or prompts and just set that aside. It will take you nowhere good on the Sabbath. Set that aside. And then look at a list of things that you need to stop building. You need to stop creating and just rest. So that's the cease side. And then we get into the super great part, and that's delight.
So delight. This is a great thing to be able to think about the Sabbath as a time to embrace the beautiful gifts that God's given us, the things that bring us joy. So this could be all kinds of things, right? Relational things with your family, playing games, taking walks, reading a good book, taking a nap, and also things that you know, you feel like you were created to do, you take special pleasure in. So there's such a broad range of these things, but the Lord created us to delight in his presence and to take joy in how he's created us.
Absolutely, and it's being present with him. I love that the Sabbath actually invites us to plan to rest. So on one Sabbath, it may be we go kayaking, which my family loves to kayak. But other Sabbaths, we look at it and we say, you know what? This is a good time for us to stay home, and we're just going to read books together, and we plan a couple of delicious meals. And so that's what we're going to delight in, being in his presence on that day. And I just want to invite each of us to be thinking creatively, as I'm going to be present with the Lord, what are those things that bring life? What are those things where I can have gratitude and joy with God? And of course, it involves getting into the scripture and taking some time with silence and solitude. And it may involve putting on some worship music for a season. So it's certainly not less than that, but it's a lot more than that.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, you guys have just gone through this discussion in your groups about things that add life and rest to your soul and then things that drain your soul. This is what we're talking about. What we want to do is eliminate some of those things that drain your soul. Don't do taxes on this day. No, this taxes doesn't do anything good for anybody's soul. Don't go shopping. Well, I don't know. Maybe for some people, that's a really special, special thing. For Sarah and I, there's no better way to ruin a date than to step in and go shopping because it drains our soul. We will not go shopping on the Sabbath. Find those things. Identify those things. Do the things that bless and pull away from the things that don't.
And I think in this, I want to invite each of us to remember you're doing it with the Lord. So we're practicing Sabbath. Understand that as you first start doing this, one, it's probably kind of scary. You're getting used to ceasing, and that might scare you. God's with you. You're going to get better and better at that. Invite him to speak into that. The same thing with delight. There might be some things that for the first few weeks you're really delighting in, but the Spirit of God may begin to tell you, like, actually, that's you working. You're delighting and working, and I want you to set that aside. Work on that 6 days a week, but you rest from it here on the seventh. So he's going to be shaping this. He's going to be helping us to do this as we go. This isn't about performance. It's actually the opposite. It's an invitation into intimacy with God while we're relying on his leadership and him completing the work. And we're delighting in what we've accomplished with him as well as what he's accomplishing without us.
Yeah. By taking a rest like this, what we're saying is that, Lord, I trust that you're going to keep the world spinning without me. I trust that if there's some sort of breaking news or something that everybody online is talking about, you know what? It's going to be okay. I'm going to find out about all of this, and I do not need to be in the middle of every discussion. So this is an act of surrender to his lordship and to his sufficiency to take care of everything, even to take care of ourselves and our families without us striving all the time.
You're going to find that God doesn't ask us to do things that are super hard. They're not super complicated, and this is one of those things. But don't underestimate that just because it's this simple, that it's not powerful. This will actually revolutionize how your family works together and dwells together and perceives God together, and it will become a foundation for your week. You will be amazed to see how practicing this rhythm truly brings some lasting and amazing change.
So this is our challenge to you this week. Make a plan to take a Sabbath. If it's Sunday, great. We hope that you'll worship with us as part of that and then go and rest. If it's Saturday, great. Worship with the Lord and go and rest. So go ahead and make a plan here. You guys are going to have some discussion time to talk about this. But we truly believe this is going to pay off big dividends in your relationship with the Lord and for your soul in general.
Have a great night, guys.